was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Good evening, my friends. Good afternoon, rather. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, I don't know what happened with the opening there. My apologies. I was unable to get through to the studio. Sorry for the late opening. But we're here at Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Welcome. Today is, by the way, if you haven't guessed, Saturday, September 1st. It feels like the start of a new year, doesn't it? The end of the summer, unofficially, the beginning of the fall. And thank you for joining me on this Labor Day weekend. I imagine if you're a patriot and you tell your spouse, honey, let's spend this glorious, beautiful day listening to Sam Kennedy on the radio, then, my friends, you would deserve whatever you're not getting in your marriage. I take no responsibility in such matters. Well, today we have 2 hours to continue our discussion of what I've been calling the missing link in most people's processes, most people's administrative processes. And that, namely, is operating as the plaintiff so that we can motivate public officials to testify under oath as to the disposition of the funds that they've received by way of the BIC, the Beneficiaries in Common process. Or they also have the option of simply disappearing. Disintegrate, and the case will go away because we don't seek retribution. We simply seek salvation. Before we begin, I'd like to mention a couple of items of general interest, if I may. First of all, we, as you know, we send out numerous mass emailings, and it's gotten increasingly more difficult to do that with the various ISPs protecting their bandwidth so zealously and masking that in the charade of stopping spam. So very often we'll set up a one-shot account. You've received some emails from accounts at reborn.com, for instance. Those are temporary accounts that we'll use once or twice, and we don't monitor them, and we try to put in the email, please don't respond to that email account as it is temporary and unmanned. So if you're sending responses to those accounts, please be aware that they're simply not being returned because that's not part of our communication regimen. We use the account once and then we never return to it, or once or twice and never return to it thereafter. If you have any questions, please send them along to takenoprisoners@hush.com. And if you have any comments about the email that was sent, you can always respond to reborn.america@hotmail.com. Well, my friends, that music in the background means that we'll be having a break for 3 minutes, and I invite you to join me after that for what should be an interesting program. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Thank you. Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next two paychecks spent. And my debts are rising faster than a rocket.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to the Saturday edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. And we have a few announcements for most of you who will find them of interest. First of all, the call-in number this afternoon, as usual, is 1-800-313-9443. I'd be happy to take your calls on this Labor Day weekend. In addition, as I was mentioning, when we send out a mass email, probably best if you don't respond to that email address, but instead respond to the response address that's indicated within the body of the email, because we do not monitor the sending accounts. They're usually temporary accounts. Also, folks, in our vast amount of snail mail that we receive, we occasionally receive letters requesting more information. And it really is so cumbersome for us to respond by snail mail, having to type out a letter and print it and stuff it and run it to the post office, all of that stuff. Whereas by email our response time when we're at the point of response, our response time can be 15 seconds. Send out a letter takes a big amount, a chunk of time, and even more depending upon who's doing it. So generally those things backpile on us. It's not by intention. We're not looking to hurt anybody, but it doesn't receive the highest priority. So I would suggest that if you want communication, if you're interested in a seminar, if you're interested in Rocklin or a course or any other kind of communication, to send that inquiry to the appropriate email address. And if you don't have a computer in your house, when you go to the library or when you're at a mall or something like that, there are terminals all over the place. Any hotel lobby make great places to respond from. And we will take those responses and process them promptly at Roberta T, as in Thomas, at hush.com. Specifically, that email address is for servicing the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. So if you send any other requests to Roberta generally, she's going to tell you, please send it to another account. And those other accounts would include takenoprisoners@hush.com if you have any questions for me regarding this program. And finally, there's Sam's free seminar at, guess where, hush.com. And that's for handling, guess what, the free Collecting in Bankruptcy seminar, which is being held September 15th and 16th, a Saturday and a Sunday, in Albany, New York. Speaking of that seminar, folks, we are almost out of space. So if you want to sign up for that seminar, it will have to be over the next few days, because I'm pretty sure we'll be closed by the middle of this coming week, about a week and a half before the seminar is held. So no time to waste. If you have some interest in collecting in bankruptcy and using the bankruptcy court to help you in some of the situations that you're in, for instance, email we received a day or two ago with some fellow who's got 26 credit card cases. That's a lot of work for a law office, let alone for one person. But if you need assistance in that regard, if you'd like to monetize a commercial lien, or you'd like to find out more about combating foreclosure actions, then this would be a seminar you'd want to attend, because we are going to include some interesting foreclosure procedures in that seminar the middle of September in Albany, New York. And the email address for further information is Roberta T as in Thomas at hush.com. Also, as you probably know, we are gearing up for the Law Merchants Leadership Retreat Thursday, October 11th through the following Monday, October 15th. Really an extravagant, intense 5 days and nights of BIC, 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 Hellfire strategies, case presentations, all of it. And in order to receive more information about that, please send an email to robertat@hush.com. We're pretty much finalized on the curriculum, and it's never the same curriculum as the previous meeting, because there are always new developments, refinements, improvements as the technology is expanded and tested and tried and feedback comes in. You're going to have some surprises at this conference, no doubt. We're now up to 5 different stage 1 methods for presenting a payment instrument, and that would include a stage 1 liquidation method utilizing a certain branch of government, so that you can settle accounts early in the process instead of liquidating through Treasury as a stage 2 process when they haven't ledgered your instrument. We actually have about a dozen people out there right now using this, and I'm hoping our feedback is more significant I know we'll have significant feedback before the October 11th Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, but I'm hoping we have significant feedback even before the free seminar 2 weeks from now. And if we do, we'll provide some information on that at that time as well. one of the disadvantages of taking a shortcut method like liquidation as a stage one settlement method is that if you don't present a payment instrument directly to the vendor, you lose the advantage of all of your enforcement strategies. And so if your liquidation is taking time, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, a year, and the public is still coming at you, you've lost your ability to say, what happened to the $5 million in public funds belonging to the Secretary of the Treasury last seen in your possession, and which John Jones, in his capacity as an agent for the Secretary of State, has certified were stolen from the Special Maritime Jurisdiction. You lose that capability. And that can be, again, if liquidation takes time and you're under pressure in the public and you don't have that enforcement capability, you could find yourself up a creek without a paddle, which is why BIC was so intoxicating to me when the idea of joining fiduciaries on a payment instrument was first mentioned to me, having the Secretary of the Treasury, basically in his capacity as U.S. trustee, named as a beneficiary on the same instrument with the fiduciary for the company or the agency for which he or she works. So these have to be careful decisions, and there's no rule book to show you when to use what, but I can say this, we're going to be covering this material in detail at the conference. It's expanding, but at the same time, while it's expanding into some shortcuts that will cut the amount of time, effort, and paperwork necessary to close these scenarios commercially. For those of you, by the way, who are attending the Collecting in Bankruptcy seminar in Albany, that would be on September 15th and 16th, that's the free seminar, let me suggest again that you spend some time studying all of the bankruptcy materials which we included as recourse number 15 in subfolder 4 of folder 4 on the Rockland, Massachusetts seminar CD. I would also suggest you take a good solid look at recourse number 17 as well, and at the comprehensive administrative remedy for court cases and for agency cases that are the bedrock files within folder 4 on the Rockland CD. If you don't have the Rockland CD, by all means, please contact Brian at takenoprisoners@hush.com. As I mentioned, we're now on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and Sundays at our regular time of 9 p.m. The phone lines are open. I can't imagine a single patriot in the country who would not be outside enjoying the beautiful day and his or her family. But giving all of that up for the chore of calling me on the air to discuss their case. If one or two of you are out there and of a mind to do this, by all means call in. We should have a good discussion. But I don't imagine we're going to have much activity on the phones today. That said, why don't we look at the plaintiff strategies that we were discussing last week and see if we can get a better handle on how easy they can be employed and what the value and the risks are that would be attached to going into court as a plaintiff when an agency or a creditor or some other agent of the Federal Reserve just refuses to recognize that commerce exists. When, for instance, a judge places his entire stock and well-being in whatever secret lecture he was provided that indicated to him that we're no longer in common law, this is all being done in equity and admiralty, and you have to keep the secret. So, after a 3-minute break, we'll pick up the subject of plaintiffs for patriots using BIC. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. You're listening to Take No Prisoners.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
You'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next two paychecks spent. And my debts are rising fast.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy on this lazy Saturday afternoon on Labor Day weekend. And if you're not joining me today, I know that thousands of you will be joining us by way of the magical archives over the next few days. I know that it's impossible to download the program for a few days after because all of you fine listeners clog up those archives and there's great activity there. So regardless of whenever you hear my voice, thank you for joining us and for sharing your time with us. We're going to talk about plaintiff procedures and continue that discussion for the rest of the program because it's a topic that I think is of immeasurable benefit for patriots who are involved in controversies. And there are almost no patriots. I can count on one hand the patriots who send us when they apply to attend one of the law and martial leadership conferences and we inquire as to their cases and controversies. It's 1 in 100 who says, I don't have any, I'm just doing this either for the education, the enjoyment, or to be able to help others. So most of you presumably have controversies. And the only surefire way to stop them in the public, if the private settlement is either being dishonored or taking a protracted amount of time, is to put them in a setting where they fear for their own well-being. And that does not mean pointing a gun at people. Well, maybe figurative. And you're taking recommendations from a man who can't even speak the English language. Shame on you. Figuratively speaking, in a way we are pointing a gun by saying that you will have to come in to a courtroom of your corporation where you believe you're under pains and penalty of perjury and tell the truth, because it's going to be far too risky to tell a lie when we have all of this public evidence against you. So from the perspective of a public official, that really is a gun pointed at their head. It's the gun of truth. It's the gun of decency. It's the gun of Martin Luther King. It's the gun of Nelson Mandela. It's the gun of Gandhi. It's the gun of Jesus Christ and probably hundreds of other courageous men and women over the years, over the centuries of human experience, who said, "I will suffer your indignities, but the day will come when you will have to face your conscience regarding your complicity in inflicting that suffering." Most of those people will go to their graves ignorant and the word I'm looking for, and it seems to be eluding me today, is unconscious. They have not been raised to the level of consciousness to understand that the actions of cruelty that they take against their fellow men have the ultimate effect of propagating their own inconvenience, sin, dishonor, shame, and eventually destruction. So they may go to their death in this world without the awareness and the enlightenment that they have a higher obligation. But eventually, someone in charge, someone who has the power, if not the authority, will wake up to the fact that their deeds will have to be answered for. And the sooner we can assist folks in that awakening, the sooner we can save them from the products and consequences of their own sins. And to do that in a public forum often requires putting them in a mindset where they understand there is a real possibility that they will have to present for examination. Or that the party is planning some sort of response which could put them in that position. Sometimes the mystery of not knowing the consequences is far more effective than firm consequences that allow someone to rationalize their behavior and eventually negotiate a peaceful settlement in their own mind as to that outcome. I know patriots right now, a number of them, who have said to me or to friends, "Well, I'm prepared to serve the time." So they have acquiesced to that scenario. And we seek to impart that same mindset in public officials who fail to follow their own rules of public policy. And the way we do that is invite them in for examination. Now, when you begin a contract, it is not without risk. When you seek to redraft a contract, it can be a risky proposition because the public can respond with criminal process and other unpleasantries, which don't really matter because you can accept them. But you don't have to take that pathway. We'll discuss that after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Folks, just a reminder, we'll be reviewing this information intensely, especially on days 4 and 5 of the October Law Merchant Leadership Retreat being held on the 11th through the 15th of October in Albany, New York, and I invite you to join us. It's going to be a very exciting immersion-type retreat away from the routine of your regular lives, and really, for many people, it will be a life-altering experience. And I'm basing that upon the feedback that I received. You can contact Roberta T. at hush.com for further information. As I was saying before the break, it's very easy for us to start an administrative process against anyone. We send out some papers, and then we basically are rolling the dice and looking for some kind of commercial remedy. Many people, including myself, years ago, have done that without having the resources to enforce it. And in some of those cases, the response has been a nasty response from the public, especially when it's done to so-called private individuals who consult their attorney, and the very first thing the attorney does is say, let's file, I'll show this son of a gun, looks like he's trying to make some claim against you without validity, let's file a criminal charge. And they will do that if they have a friend who's a sheriff or if he's an ex-police officer or something of that sort. And that in and of itself can be unpleasant because it involves additional paperwork and additional threats and stress and tension, all of that, unless you have a high degree of skills. Even then, it can be a little bit stressful. It's something you don't need to clutter your life with. So how do we get around that? It can be very simple. It can be taking an administrative process, a simple administrative process, into a public forum, taking the settlement in to a forum that they recognize as being normal and legitimate. What would that be? Court. That's all attorneys care about, is negotiating a case and then threatening you with court and taking you to court as part of the normal process that they undertake in order to generate revenues, excuse me, and to transfer wealth to themselves. So when we take them into a court setting, it already takes it out of the realm of the nut quotient and covert reactionary and places it into a more normal setting that fits within their comfort zone. So how do we do that? Well, I've spoken before about a number of different ways, starting off with confession of judgment. And now that we have some time, a good interval here to discuss this, excuse me, a good segment, I think we should look at that from that particular procedure from the public perspective. So here is some of the text from an affidavit of confession of judgment, or it could be an affidavit for confession of judgment, that someone might make in a typical credit card case where they've been sued and they don't want to lose everything, so they confess judgment in exchange for being given terms of payment or maybe a reduction in the amount of the outstanding liability. Paragraph 3 in this simple affidavit for confession of judgment says that I, Jane Doe, confess judgment in this court pursuant to New York State Civil Practice Laws and Rules Section 3218, in favor of the plaintiff, John Smith, and against the defendant, Jane Doe, individually and doing business as whomever, for the sum of whatever it happens to be, including interest, and hereby authorize the said plaintiff, its successors and or assigns, to enter judgment for the said sum against Jane Doe, individually, and doing business as whomever, according to the terms filed or converted into a judgment by the plaintiff, unless and until I default in the payments provided for in paragraph 5 of this affidavit. In the event of such default, I hereby authorize the plaintiff to enter judgment against me in the amounts due as set forth herein plus interest. So basically what we have here is an affidavit saying I was a bad girl, I did it, and I accept responsibility and agree to pay on the following schedule, and if I default on that schedule, there will be consequences. Let me skip to paragraph 7. In the event that I default in the payment schedule, and upon the express condition that such default continues up to 10 days after the due date of such payment, then the entire judgment sum minus, and there were some deductions from it, hereunder, that would probably be minus the amounts already paid, shall be immediately deemed due and payable. Plaintiff shall be entitled to assess interest at the rate of 9% per annum on the entire judgment sum from the date of the signing of this document to the date of filing the same, and judgment shall be entered therefore. And so this would be the document that an attorney would attach to a one-page cover pleading that would say judgment by confession. And it would be handed to a clerk, and the clerk would sign it and seal it, usually without ever showing the thing to a judge. There's no need for it. You have a stipulated settlement. Where is the court's liability? where is the need for a referee? And the answer to both those questions is obvious. There is none, because it's a stipulated settlement. There's only one function the court needs, and that is to extract its cut. It's just like going to Tony Soprano and saying, here, we didn't forget to give you a taste. That's all it is. We'll train an army of attorneys to believe that this is the right way to do things, and then they'll bring everything to us. And if they don't bring it to us, then we can sue them, because they don't have the sanction of the court. And of course, nothing in this country, nothing in the United States Federal Corporation can occur without the sanction of the court. The court's the highest body in the land, other than the president acting in martial law. But even the president, for purposes of politics, will publicly respect the decisions of the court when courts decide something is unconstitutional, because it's important that the pretense of a separation of powers be maintained. So we've concocted our own style of confession of judgment, and instead of an affidavit, it is a confession of judgment document that is verified by one of the parties, namely our living man, that the other side has confessed judgment. And we attach that to a notary certificate of service and attach that to a simple cover, judgment by confession, and that would be the easiest way to take the settlement into court and get a rubber stamp. In fact, I hope that you're able to see just how direct and straightforward and simple this could be. This could be a two-hour process. Fill out a few papers. Actually, less than that, because you've already secured the confession of judgment from the comprehensive administrative remedy in the Stage 1 Option 3 folder, or from the international commercial lien in the Stage 1 Option 4 folder. So you've already got that in your hand. And all you have to do is attach that to the judgment by confession with a statement of account and perhaps the schedule of the other party's default stipulations, confessions, and admissions as well, and deliver it to the clerk of court or send it in by mail in an appropriate-looking envelope. And then when the clerk receives it, she hopefully will do your bidding in proper capacity relative to the fact that both parties have appeared before her to say, we accept this judgment. So that's the simplest way, and probably the way that I would choose if I were to have to go in on a case over the next few weeks. There are other ways one can go into court as a plaintiff, many, many different ways. And all of them, just like this method, are grounded in the original administrative settlement issued by the notary. I get some very interesting pleadings in the mail. Most of them are equity pleadings. And what I mean by that is that most of them quote statutes, argue, try to make a point, and they establish clearly that the party wishes the judge to come out of his chancellery and become an advocate for one side or the other. They want the judge to stick his nose into the contract, start thumbing through the pages and making judgments and evaluations, in which case it's clear no matter what you write on your paper, special appearance, general appearance, null appearance, whatever it is, it is clear that you are participating in the jurisdiction and asking the judge to make the decisions for you. On the other hand, if you submit nothing other than a binding administrative agreement with a confession of judgment, stipulated, a schedule of stipulated facts upon default, and things of that sort, headed by a certificate from an agent of the Secretary of State, namely a notary, then you're not in that court as a serf seeking judgment from the landlord. You are in there as an equal, in fact, a superior, because you're bringing in the private settlement, the judgment by confession, and asking for nothing more than the referee to do his job and stick the clerk's stamp and signature on the document, or stick the judge's signature on the document. And that's the only way that I would suggest that any patriot should go into court, not as a pro se defendant or plaintiff, not as a sui juris. I would simply enter that courtroom as holder of the claim, which is proven, by the way, by public notice, and I'm also bringing forth to the court for its stamp of approval, so to speak, the stipulated settlement, which would be either the international commercial claim or the completed comprehensive administrative remedy. Either one of those, option 3 or option 4 in the stage 1 folder, or even option 1, a simple notice of counterclaim, would be all that is required to be able to say, number 1, here is my complaint. Number 2, here is my petition for summary judgment based upon the facts. Default judgment is based upon procedure. The party doesn't show or doesn't respond. Summary judgment is based upon overwhelming facts where there is no need to proceed any further and waste any more of the court's time. And I would venture to represent to you that if you have a notary's administrative remedy, recognizing the default of a particular party, their stipulation to the value and validity of the payment instrument, their confession of judgment on the instrument, their stipulation or confession that no facts are in dispute and no controversy exists, then you've got all the jurisdictional argument you need, you have all of the proof and evidence that you need, and having a notary place that into evidence under seal should be all that you need to secure your remedy. Now, I'm not saying it's necessarily that easy, but it should be that easy. And the only recourse they'll have is to argue against you on process and procedure, right? Isn't that what happens? So, might I suggest as a homework assignment, if you are in a tough case, that you might want to sit down and draw up a simple complaint. It doesn't have to be 20 pages long, doesn't have to have statutes and case law, doesn't have to have case law that is shepherdized, none of that. It simply has to have evidence of the settlement. Moreover, there should be a negative averment that there is no defect in the evidence, which indicates that party B has confessed judgment to party A, or better yet, which indicates there is no defect in the United States public record on file with the county, and that would be the notary's judgment, that Jonathan Smith, acting as agent for the Secretary of State of the state of whatever, has certified that Jane Doe has confessed judgment, has stipulated to the value and validity of the instrument, and has confessed judgment on the instrument, and has stipulated that no facts are in dispute, has stipulated that there is no controversy, has stipulated that you have exhausted your administrative remedy, very important, and has further confessed that they have not exhausted their administrative remedy, which they haven't. So all of that is part of the settlement. It's right on the first page of the notary certificate. All of that is placed into evidence in the evidence file, and anyone who attended any of the previous lectures can find materials about this on the CD. Now, on that last CD, I don't believe you'll find the complaint itself. However, you have dozens of other pleadings. You have the public policy negative averment statement, which I just stated again on the air, that there is no evidence that A, B, C, and D, and then you just fill in the blanks. So basically, what they're receiving is a document that says, in your evidence file is another public document that is registered, in which this public official has certified that they've lost, and they've waived, by the way, they've waived all rights to raise a controversy or rebut. That said, they have no recourse. That's a true default disguised as a summary judgment. We'll pick this up after the break.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Insert dollars only, please. That sounds appropriate on Labor Day. Insert dollars only. Friends, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. We're going to get to the phone lines in just a second. before we do, let me just wrap up on the topic immediately before the break. So one would file a complaint into the case as a new case. Could be in United States District Court if it's a state case. Could be in state court on a federal case. There are reasons for doing that. And the first step is one would read the local rules of that court. And then, along with the complaint, seconds after the complaint go in, would be a petition for summary judgment. And that petition for summary judgment is really a thing of beauty. Because it's going to be very similar to the complaint. It's just going to be a couple of paragraphs stating that they have confessed judgment. See Exhibit A. They have stipulated to the value and validity of the instrument, Exhibit B, and so on and so on. However, might I suggest, instead of testifying to those things that I just mentioned, that the petition for summary judgment instead states a negative averment statement, that there is no evidence of a defect in certified, in registered public record number, whatever it is, which would be the document number of the notary's administrative judgment, which you filed in the county, and continuing to point out, by way of this negative averment, that that document has a certification by another public official, traditionally a court officer, although not a court officer under the United States, but still serving in that capacity if it's a state that has deposition, which most of the states do. And letting that party testify by way of this evidence that John Jones, Jane Seymour, whoever else, have confessed judgment on the instrument, they're holders in due course, and they have accepted, stipulated to the acceptance of all liability formally attributed to the debtor, the defendant, whatever the other party is, the straw man party, as successor surety. Now, can you not see the beauty of that? Placing into the evidence file their own public official's evidence certifying that other public officials have stipulated to everything. There is no controversy. Confess that they've waived all rights to argue. They've put themselves in a complete box. They had an administrative remedy and they failed miserably to take advantage of the glorious opportunity to clear their name, to plead ignorance, to state it was an error, or to otherwise explain what happened to the 5 or 10 or 50 or $100 million of public funds last seen in their possession and forcing us to conclude that they have stolen funds in the Admiralty. See what a thing of beauty that is. And so the petition for summary judgment says, it's all right here. It's already been adjudicated. We just need you to sign off on it. And I will read you the most recent petition for summary judgment that we completed just yesterday, actually. When we come back in the second hour of Take No Prisoners, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. With-